This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody, as we kick off hour number two of the Budweiser Sports Line with Longshore McKnight, the day after National Signing Day. And we bring in our friend Neil Brown. He's the head football coach of the Troy Trojans on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Coach, good morning. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. How you all doing?
Doing fine. I know you look back at yesterday and are glad that the process that you went through and your coaching staff went through resulted in some really good players. Give us an idea of the highlights of yesterday's class, particularly in terms of need, Neil.
Well, I thought two of our biggest issues last year were speed in the secondary and speed at the wide receiver position. I thought we addressed that. You look, signed five DBs and four wide receivers in the class, and all those guys were guys that we had in camp, that we had live, that we had times on, that we know for a fact can run, and they're going to make us better next year. And the other thing too, if you look at through our whole class, is guys that come from winning programs that have really strong competitive character, and this is going to be this fall coming up is going to be the first time where we're going to be close to our 85 scholarship numbers, and we're going to have true competition at each spot.
It's interesting because you've told us before, really, ever since you got the job and you began visiting with us here on the show, that this area is really important to you. A lot of Troy fans remember going out all over and recruiting elsewhere around the country and all the other junior colleges. It's interesting to note, Neil, that 10 of the guys in this recruiting class are from within 3 hours away from Troy. You truly have created a big emphasis on local guys.
Yeah, without question. Our philosophy, Barry, is we want to recruit inside out, and from that means we want to recruit from our local areas out. And 10 guys from the state of Alabama, Florida High School, Georgia High School, Mississippi Junior Colleges, that's where we're going to recruit. That's where we're going to spend our time. And very seldom will you see anybody outside of a four-hour radius that we signed.
One of the guys I wanted to ask you about is from right here in Montgomery, Lee High School, Bubba Johnson. Boy, he looks the part. Give us an idea of your expectations for him.
Well, he's a guy, first and foremost, in this age, and you guys kept up with it. Signing day has become such a spectacle, and I think it's probably as much on the colleges is in the universities as it is on the student athletes, but it's really become a day where it's been a spectacle, and from choosing hats to making decisions on live television and whatever, and Marquise Bubba Johnson, he's a kid that's all about just playing, and there's not a whole lot of flash about him. He's about business. He's about going out playing. I think in this day and age, there's not too many sleepers, but I think we might have gotten a sleeper in Bubba Johnson. He's 6'4", he's 210 pounds, runs in the 4.5s, mid, 35-plus vertical jump. And, he got overshadowed because he played by, next to probably is the best high school football player in the state this year, and Henry Ruggs, and he was on the other side. But he's a guy that I think at the end of the day, 2-3 years down the road, people are going to really want to know, how did Troy get this kid? Because I think he's that type of athlete.
Coach, you mentioned something that Barry and I talk about quite a bit is, what comes next? I mean, who's going to come up with the next idea? And it is almost kind of like gotten to be a sideshow to some extent. I mean, yesterday ESPN's got wall-to-wall coverage over it. I mean, it's all you see throughout the day is signing day. And it's great because it's the lifeblood of programs, but whether it comes to hats or, at one school, they're putting billboards up of the next guy to send their letter in. I don't know where it stops. I mean, these guys are there to play football. I mean, it to me, it's gotten so much more than that.
Well, I mean, that's the question is where does it stop? And I honestly don't have an answer for it. We're right in line. We make a big deal about it. And we're excited about the class we signed. I think if you polled college football coaches, everybody in the country is going to say, we're excited about the guys we signed. You know, I've yet to hear a college football coach say, hey, I'm really disappointed in the class we signed. So, I mean, it's but we are. I mean, it's I think we're in football country and down here in the South where football is really, really important. And I'm proud to coach in a place where football is important. But I think it's probably even more emphasis put on signing day. I think over the next 4 to 5 years, as we go to multiple signing days, I think you're going to see less of a show, less of a production made on, because there's going to be more. You know, I did an interview yesterday, and the question that was posed to me was about basketball. You know, basketball, and I come from a place in Kentucky where basketball is really important, really the same kind of emphasis placed on basketball as it is in football here in the state of Alabama. And, you know, in basketball, you have two signing periods, and it's a 2-week window in the spring and in the fall. And really you don't read a whole lot about it. So, you know, I hope as we move forward and we have multiple signing days, maybe it becomes less of a spectacle but it is what it is. And Troy, we make a big show. We had a great event last night for our fans.
Neil Brown is with us, head coach of the Troy Trojans. Neil, I'm interested in this because you mentioned yesterday in relation to Montgomery. Montgomery, we remember when we've been covering, you know, this area for quite a while now, when Montgomery recruiting was rather sparse. And you've mentioned before, recruiters are hitting Montgomery hard, and Troy has come out in this area with their fair share. Guys like, Bubba Johnson, Terrence Dunlap from up in Maplesville, and, you know, some of that kind of stuff. Montgomery, in your estimation, in terms of high school football, it seems like it's improved. What are your thoughts?
Well, without question, probably one of the most improved areas from 2010 when I left to 2014 when I came back. I think Montgomery High School football is much improved. There's been at the administration level, a lot of emphasis put on it. If you look at the high school coaches here in the city of Montgomery, whether it's Tyrone Rogers at Lee, Lee Carter at JD, Billy Gresham, who just left Carver, does a tremendous job, and Smitty Grider at Park Crossing, and that's just public schools. I can continue in the private schools as well. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good football coaches in the city of Montgomery. It's become an area where coaches have college coaches are really making it a destination to come in. If you look at the variety of colleges that came in to sign guys from the city of Montgomery, I think that really, really tells you the product that the Montgomery City schools are putting out.
Yeah, it really is, Coach. We were talking about it earlier with Charles Lee, former Jeff Davis coach, and he was telling us how the high school football in this area has really improved over the years. And I really hadn't paid much attention to it till he made that comment, but looking into it a lot deeper, it is. It's amazing the number of quality athletes that have come out of this area, and you know, we're certainly proud of it.
Yeah, and you should be. I think high school football is improving in the city, and the athletes. I think, you know, a lot of times athletes go in waves. You know, you have certain years that are better than others, but in the last 2 to 3 years, the city of Montgomery has really produced a lot of football players, Division I football players.
Final thought here, and we're with Troy head coach Neil Brown. Give us an update on where this program is in relation to where you want it to be. You know, the theme with Rebuild the Wall. Last year, 10-win season, first time in Division I-A history for Troy, and a bowl of victory, another good recruiting class, and maybe the bump from the bowl victory is going to be felt in next year's class. Construction on the end zone. Just give us an appraisal. Where is this program now, and where is it headed?
Well, I think we're a work in progress. Honestly, we're better than we were when we got the job. You know, I think we're much improved from 2014. Not only on field product, but where we're at from a facility standpoint, where we are from a fan base standpoint. But we've got a lot of work to do, Barry. I mean, without question, 10 wins. We had a lot of firsts last season, and I think anytime you can do something that's never been done in a program, that's noteworthy. but we didn't win a championship. And so I think it's quite easy to go from not very good where we were in 2015 to pretty good where we were in 2016. Now I think the hard work is going from pretty good to championship level, and that's what we got in front of us. We've got to go and make ourselves a championship program, and then we've got to do that consistently. You know, and that's what rebuilding the wall is about. Rebuilding the wall is not about winning one championship. It's about doing it consistently, and we've still got a lot of work to do. I think we took a step forward to doing that yesterday with signing day, and we've got a lot of work in front of us over the next 9 months to get where we want to be.
Coach, what's the biggest improvement you saw from when you played Clemson to when they played Alabama in the national championship?
Yeah, Clemson, and I think a lot of credit needs to go to Dabo. I mean, I think that so many times in college football, you get caught up in the week to week, and I thought he did a phenomenal job of knowing what his end goal was. He realized that they need to be at their best toward the end of the season, and that football team made the most progress as the season went on as anybody that I can remember. You know, they made the commitments. They were going to play a lot of people early. They played a lot of people, a lot of young guys, especially on defense early in the season. And it wasn't necessarily pretty against Auburn. And then they struggled. Really, probably should have lost the game against us. And I say that. Not that we're better than them, but we were better than them that day, and we were one bad officiated call away from beating those guys. But they made steady progress as they moved through the season, and the thing about it is they recruited really well, and I think he's done a great job team chemistry wise, and he did a great job from a coaching standpoint structuring their season, where those guys made steady improvement all the way through December.
Neil Brown and the Troy Trojans now move into full offseason work, getting ready for the 2018 recruiting class now as they get set to open up the season coming up this fall at Boise State. Coach, as always, it's great to visit with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Guys, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.